I'm joined with Pride, a trio from Glasgow, performing tonight at Clare Ents for the final end of term. How are you guys? What's it like to be in Cambridge?
We are very well, very well. And it's lovely so far. I mean, we've not been here for very long, to be fair. Drove down from Glasgow today, so it's like 6 hours or something. Yeah. And so we've not seen much of it, but the college is beautiful.
Yeah, it looks exactly like it does in all of the things that I've seen of Cambridge.
Yeah, all the,
absolutely.
All the movies.
Yeah,
all,
it's brilliant.
All six movies.
Yeah, it looks like a typical
Hogwarts.
Amazing.
We did say that coming in.
It's like Hogwarts.
Yeah, Nick did say, or Sango said on the way in, it's like Harry Potter but without the magic. Which
magic.
Was quite, yeah.
It's got the magic of knowledge.
So for people who haven't heard your music yet, what three words would you use to describe it?
Spades are good.
anthemic, honest pop.
Yeah.
Credipop.
Credipop. Is he using that as one word?
Anthemic, honest.
A blog recently called a stealth pop, which I quite liked as well.
Yeah.
No. That's as if we've got something to hate.
That's deceptive, yeah.
Yeah. That's what we're like.
So before Pride, you made music under the name Midnight Lion. How did Pride come about out of that? What's your backstory?
Well, me and Lewis have known each other for far too long now. We started a band nearly 10 years ago. And
pretty much 10 years.
And sort of been and have always worked together on projects since then. Midnight Lion started with just the two of us, which is sort of started, we got our deal through that, and we started playing sort of around Scotland and never really got to very far with it, to be honest. And then we met Callum because we were looking for somebody to help us play live because of it just being the two of us. It was sort of bare bones. So we got Callum in, and then once we all started writing together, that's when it sort of started taking a bit of a new direction, when we thought, right, new name, new tunes, power forward, and that was Pride. That was beginning of last year.
Yeah,
that's when we sort of started off.
So you supported Thumper's 21 Pilots and have just been announced to support Foxes on tour.
Yeah.
What's it like being the support act and then going to do your own headline shows?
We've been really lucky with the support slots that we've been getting so far, because they've all been really good tours and really good shows, and we've always been busy, and obviously that's a big help. Headline, I guess I like the challenge a little bit of doing support slots, because you know when people are there, and I feel like we're quite good at winning people over, if they've not heard of us. Headline slots are a little bit more daunting, because it's you are responsible then.
It's definitely at this stage, it's probably the supports are better.
Yeah,
it's so early.
Yeah, that's it. People are still getting to, and even the headliner slots that we've done so far, people are still getting to know us, and there's maybe a couple of people who know more than one song, but it's still sort of early days.
There's still a lot of people standing with crossed arms at our headline shows going, impress us.
Yeah. It's definitely, you definitely have to sell it even harder, because I think when you're a support act, people aren't particularly expecting anything. They're not there to see you. So if you're good, they're more impressed. Whereas if they're there, they do come to see you, and you, as the headliner, it's okay, you've got to be good. There's no getting away with it.
Yeah. They're not so much coming to see us as coming to see if we are any good.
But we've got a really big headline show in Glasgow coming up, which I think is gonna, we're all looking forward to. That's gonna be the first one where I feel like it's looking like it's going to sell out, and it's going to be a really big night for us. So I think that'll be cool.
So we love the Seeds You Sow EP, and we're really excited that Messiah is the next single.
Mm-hmm.
What's the response been to the EP and now Messiah?
It's been great. It's the first thing, for our first sort of official release. So it's nice to see people sort of getting behind it and getting loads of plays. And obviously Zane Lowe and Hugh Stevenson, we've been getting some really good radio support and that kind of stuff. And Messiah sort of came about really because of us out being
by
out playing. Yeah, by accident. It was us out playing live, and and it just seemed to be that track that really connected with people. And even when we put the EP out, yeah, that was the track that people started to come back to saying, yeah, this is...
I know when I first heard the EP, I was like, Messiah is like the best thing.
Yeah, we just like, we kind of snuck it on there, never planning to release it as a single, and then we thought, oh, you can do two singles out of this. Then. Let's do that.
Yeah, because we thought it was a good sort of balance against the CG. So you know, it's like the they sort of represent the two sort of sides of where we're sort of going for the album. But yeah, it's just it's been cool that people have sort of really rallied behind it. It's been good.
Yeah, so we're excited for the album. Are there any? So there are plans for the album then?
Yeah, I think we're pretty much finished. The idea is to get it all polished, finished, final mixes in the next few months. Cool. And then it'll just be, we've got a couple more singles planned, and then hopefully get it out
this year.
Maybe beginning of next
probably
year.
Probably not. Next
this year,
year
would be this year would be ambitious.
Yeah.
If it's not out by September, we wouldn't release it till next year.
Yeah. Okay. It was, and we really want to make sure that we can build you know, enough momentum through the singles that we can, because we're all feeling really good about the album where it is at the moment. Yeah. I think it's, you know, it'll be nice for people to hear it, but it's like only when the time is right, you know. You don't want to rush these things.
So we also really like your mixtapes and covers that you do.
Thank you.
We played Slow Jams 2, which is the best of 2013 mix.
Amazing.
On the radio. How do you choose the tracks that you're gonna
stuff
cover?
We all like?
Yeah, it's just stuff we've been listening to, or especially with the mixtapes, we just sort of sit down and go, right, what are the best songs that, you know, we all really love just now, and we'll just make a list, and the same with a lot of the covers we do sort of originate from having to do sessions or whatever, and people quite often want a cover, and we just think, right, what's
we'll just like turn on the radio and be like, oh no, we all like this one, figure it out on the way they are.
I think we literally did that once. We were on the way to a session, and somebody said, oh, you need to do a cover for this one. Switched on the radio and it was Goodness Gracious,
Ali Goulding, and we just went,
and
cool,
yeah,
we just did that,
that one.
Yeah, that was
good.
I think we quite like doing the covers now. We've gotten to a place where, at first, especially being an electric band, it was like, how the hell do we even approach this? But now that we've sort of figured out a sort of way to do it, it's working quite well, and it's been great that people are like, especially with the mixtapes, that people are sort of really getting behind it and stuff. Because that was just an idea that we had that would just seemed ridiculous at the time. You know, it was like, oh, let's just do this. Let's just do a medley of pop songs.
Yeah, you can't go wrong with medley.
Exactly.
Of the artists that you've covered on the mixtapes and stuff, who would you most want to work with, like, as Prides?
Like, write with?
Write with, or maybe release something with, or produce something, or remix.
I think we do a lot of Ellie covers, Ellie Goulding, because she, like, I think there's quite a lot of crossover on what we're doing musically, sort of. And she's awesome as well. Yeah, I think it'd be cool to do something with Ellie.
All of the queens
Haim.
Of pop.
Yeah,
all of those guys.
Yeah, like
Katy Perry. Like, I feel like that.
They're our like go to women,
like,
for covers.
Like, I feel
like we just
the
cover
kind of,
them all the time.
But I feel like that's the kind of music that we write as well. Like, especially that last Katy Perry record. I feel like we.
There was a couple of like tunes on there that I was like, oh god, I wish that was ours.
Yeah,
it's a really good album.
Great. So, I think those are probably our top, and they do appear in a lot of our covers and mixtapes and stuff, because they're in a lot.
Who would be like your dream like producer or artist to remix one of your tracks?
No.
Or maybe to do a cover of one of your tracks.
Well, you see, I saw the video of Bruce Springsteen covering Lord at his New Zealand show, and I was just like, oh man, that is crazy.
Imagine if the boss covered
your song. I did feel a bit like, I'd probably just give up. Like, I'd probably just retire from music and just go, did it.
We were just talking about that the other day as well, though. Like, imagine the first time that somebody covers one of your tracks on a live lounge.
Who was it we were listening to? Somebody doing a live... Oh, it was Paolo Nutini doing a cover of
Churches.
Like last week. And because like obviously we sort of know the Churches guys a little mm-hmm. bit through sort of mutual friends in Glasgow, and it was I was a bit like, oh god, that's weird, like that must be really weird yeah. to hear your song being covered in the live lounge.
Yeah.
And so yeah, if anybody
that must, one is of that our songs, must be that the first time it's happened with them.
No, Half Moon Run did.
Yes, yeah,
that was a good cover as well. But yeah, I think if anybody did a cover of us, it would feel a bit like, oh god, it's like, oh, we're a real band now.
Yeah. I bet you it's far less than.
As an up and coming band yourself, do you have any recommendations for bands and artists we should keep our eyes out in for this year or next year? Or?
Thumpers album's coming out.
Yeah, Thumpers is the obvious one. We played with them a few times out at South by Southwest and got to know them a little bit. Obviously, we did a show with them in London, and we're doing another one in a couple of weeks, and they're amazing. Like, especially really the live shows. Like,
yeah, I've seen them a few times. They're really, really good.
Brilliant. They're like a different kind of like electro.
Yeah. It'd be cool to do something with Thumpers as well. Yeah, actually, that'd be a really nice. God, we've got guys in there. who else is good just now? Saint Raymond. Yeah. We're doing a show with him as well. Actually, like we just did a remix of one of his tracks.
Yeah, I heard.
Amazing. Yeah. Like he sent us through the EP and stuff, and it was just like, oh, okay, yeah.
I'm glad. I'm glad what he's doing, because it's like I'm glad something guitar-y is happening as well.
Yeah, because something guitar-y, but that's look cool.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, so what was South by Southwest like to go there and
it was good. It was good. It was like full on. Yeah, it was intense. It was pretty crazy, and I don't know really what we I don't know what we were expecting particularly, but it was just really full on. It was like a lot of shows packed in, and obviously some of them are in the middle of the day, and so you've got a car. There's no way to get gear close to the venues. You've got to like carry it all through the mobs on the street, and it's.
And especially we did two in a day.
Yeah.
Also, it was dead great. One in a puddle.
Yeah. it was great, like, because we, like, enjoy doing that. But I wouldn't go to it if I wasn't playing it.
I think if you, that was one of those things. It's obviously it's really iconic for new music and all that kind of stuff. But I think as a punter, I don't know how I would get, like, there's so many bands playing.
Yeah,
and
you know
literally all the time, everywhere. You look, there's a band, and I don't know how you would even begin to like look at it. I mean, it's hard enough like going to a normal UK festival and trying to pick the bands you want to go and see. It's like you would just I wouldn't even bother.
It's not even like there's a list of what's happening.
I suppose if I did go as a punter, I would probably enjoy it.
I think
you drink more.
Yeah. I think we were trying to be quite well behaved.
Yeah, I don't. It's like playing shows. Playing shows hungover gives me SPD.
And we were we all got like really ill, and it was like we were pretty. We were on the ropes for quite a lot of it. So we were really trying to behave and like let's get to bed early. It's like completely like un rock and roll. But it was.
Sun's not even done yet. Okay, night.
But it was good, and actually, like the shows we did were like incredible. Like we did some great like British Embassy stuff, and
we didn't have any bad shows.
No, we didn't have any bad shows.
Yeah, they were all well attended, and they were good fun. Yeah.
What would be like your dream festival like to play at?
Coachella.
Yeah, Coachella. Yeah. I think is especially seeing all the coverage, obviously, recently coming through. It is just like. Oh,
I don't think I've ever been to a festival that it didn't rain at.
It's like a natural.
Pretty low chance of rain there.
There was one year that we went to Belgium that we weren't even playing.
And it was like
Belgium's a festival in Inverness in Scotland. Nah, it didn't rain, and that was great.
I would still love to play Glastonbury as well. I mean, I know that's like.
Yeah.
Probably gonna rain, but it's the one sort of like. It is such a iconic.
Yeah, it's the boss.
It's like the boss, you know. It's like okay, let's get that under our belts. That'd be cool.
To play, I'd say Glastonbury, but to go to, I'd say Coachella.
Yeah, it's quite a good show.
Yeah. What are your plans for the rest of the year?
So the next thing, well, we've got obviously Messiah is going to be coming out. Just launched a video, and I think the it's like official release is going to be beginning of June. And then we're going to follow that up with another single, well, probably another EP. Try and play a load of, we're doing like Great Escape and a couple of festivals here and there.
Foxes tour.
The Foxes tour. looks like we're going to try and get over to the States again, do another tour over there over the summer. And yeah, hopefully the sort of autumn onwards is just going to be loads of gigs, as many shows as we can get. And then, album, hopefully, beginning of next year.
You should definitely come back to Cambridge.
From the exterior, it looks bloody great. We'll
but
see.
There's no phone signal here.
Yeah, there isn't. That's
weird.
Do you have to be on Vodafone?
I don't have Vodafone.
is that just because you had a Vodafone?
There was no signal anywhere. But in, like, I'm from Shetland, and... you can only get a signal on Vodafone in Shetland.
Really?
And it, for that reason, it's described in some places as the granny network.
but yeah, hopefully everywhere, as much as possible, loads of shows, and see where we go.
Okay, I've got one last question for you. We ask this to everyone we interview.
Okay.
If you're a sandwich, what sandwich would you be? What would a Pride sandwich consist of? Like the bread, the filling.
Greg's used to have a sandwich called a crayfish cocktail.
Nice.
No. You wouldn't be a crayfish cocktail.
No, individually.
I don't mind.
Yeah. I would like to think of myself as a smoked salmon cream cheese.
No.
Awful.
Yeah. No, that's
a great sandwich. That's a pauper's choice.
Pastrami and pickle on rye with mustard. That's what Pride would be.
Oh, that's quite good.
And Reuben.
A Reuben.
Or a Reuben, yeah.
A Reuben. Okay, as a collective, we would be a Reuben.
Yeah.
Just all the meat.
Yeah. All the meat. Some onions.
Yeah.
And bread.
So collectively, we're a Reuben. Individually, crayfish cocktail, smoked salmon and cream cheese.
And like a deli. New York deli.
New York deli.
Pastrami.
Lewis is the most manly,
obviously.
That's
quite the mix, isn't it?
Hi, we're Pride, and you're listening to Cam FM.
say you'll be my messiah. So say it, say it, say you'll be my messiah.